America, we can teach your children well.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
So when you have a child and it's time for them to go to preschool, it can be a very stressful thing because you're letting your baby go and you're letting someone take care of them that's not their mommy and not their daddy. And it's this stressful thing and the kid doesn't care, but the parents turn into jello emotionally. So
Yes. There
are some bizarre preschool rules that exist that are very, very strange. This from noodle.com. The first one is...
Don't bring your exotic pets to preschool.
In Nebraska, there is a list of animals prohibited from daycare facilities. On this list are poisonous snakes and spiders, skunks, otters, antelopes, alligators, gorillas, and chickens.
Wait a minute. Don't bring your antelope to school today, honey.
Isn't the antelope home playing with the deer? Isn't that what the whole thing of the deer and the antelope play?
Yeah.
Or seldom is heard a discouraging word.
And alligators?
Alligators. Don't bring your alligator. Nebraska also specifies that children must not be allowed to use water from livestock tanks for wading or swimming. Hey, you know what? Kids, we're going to take a bath with a crocodile today. Jump on in.
Did we miss the part that says baby chicks and incubators are okay?
Nah, I think we could try to sneak it in there. That's okay. So if you show up with an incubator...
What is this?
Look at the baby chick. That's fine. Bring it on in.
This is so weird.
So don't bring your pets to preschool. The
wow.
Next one, some animal droppings are allowed.
Oh.
Utah requires that when the outdoor play area is in use, it must be free of animal excrement and harmful plants. The state notes, however, that animal excrement, quote, does not include isolated bird droppings, unquote.
Okay.
Because no one can control bird droppings.
This is so bizarre. This is actually documented in an official...
It's a law.
Like legislation
state? This is posted somewhere, and this is legal and the whole thing. So
okay, well, bird droppings...
Bird droppings are everywhere.
Okay.
And I learned something about bird droppings this week. I'm renting a car this week because we're getting a new car, and I rented the same exact car that you have, the same exact color.
Okay.
It is the biggest target for birds I've ever had in all the years I've been driving.
Where are you parking?
Oh my goodness, near our house. And I'm out there, I'm scraping it off the car. I'm like using up a whole thing of ready wipes.
That's so funny.
It's like this joke the birds have. Let's just, you know, well, whatever. I'm going to bring the car back and the guy's never going to rent me another car again. Anyway, the next one is...
Firearm sales are limited to after hours at preschool. Come on.
Thank goodness. Michigan, for its own part, insists that firearms not be, quote, traded or sold on the premises while child care children are present, unquote. Oh, that
Michigan.
Makes me feel good.
All right.
And I don't think about... See, when I think Michigan, I don't think crazy gun culture.
Okay, so if this said... Texas,
yeah,
or Arizona,
right?
I would feel less appalled by this for some reason.
One of these open carry states,
right,
where people are packing a sidearm to go buy a gallon of milk at 7-Eleven, which I don't understand.
You could go to the Walmart and buy a shotgun or something.
Exactly.
This is very strange. Why would you trade or sell a firearm while you're dropping your kid off at preschool? I'm not sure.
It's amazing because somewhere, sometime, somebody tried to do this. And that's why you create rules and legislation about these things.
Do you know what's very strange and what is coming to my mind right now? We live in a metro area where this type of thing isn't normal.
Prevalent. This is crazy for us to even consider.
Somewhere in the Midwest, maybe.
Yes. Uncle Jim goes
they
to pick
understand.
Little Bobby up from the school, and all of a sudden, you know, he's carrying, because for some reason he's got to protect himself because his freedom's being threatened in some crazy way. It's a very different world out
it
there in many parts
different
of the
world.
Country. And if you happen to live in one of those countries where that happens, I don't understand you, and I just can't begin to try. The next one, child care providers should not lose children.
Well,
how about this?
This should be number one.
Our home state of New Jersey, the worryingly obvious mandate that if all staff members be trained in the method of keeping track of children.
Uh-huh.
It does not specify the form that such track-keeping training should take. Kansas similarly requires that child care providers, quote, have an understanding of children, unquote.
Well.
You go for the job over at the Little Red Schoolhouse Preschool.
Sure.
And the first thing is, Kate, we like you very much. When you're here, you got to make sure you don't lose the children, because when the parents come back at about 5 o'clock, they tend to get a little pissed if Becky isn't here.
So it's a touchy situation.
It's a touchy thing.
If their kid's not here at the
end
of the day.
Yeah, you know, we misplaced a couple of kids last week. We're still trying to calm the parents down, but it's okay.
Now, this is something else that bothers me about this. Kansas says that they require providers to have an understanding of children. So does this mean that you need to have gone to school specifically for caring for kids? Do you need to have a license? Should that be a requirement in all states?
Where does our basic understanding of children come from? I mean, is it from, I don't know, is it from watching Sesame Street? Is it from taking a class somewhere? Where do you get this knowledge? What if you're just not inherently loaded up with child understanding stuff?
Why would you want to work with kids anyway if you don't have that ability?
Good point. That's a really good point. Next, older children count as one each. Younger children is two. Huh?
Oh.
Virginia, for instance, requires at least one adult for every 8 children, with the exception that infants below the age of 2 years count as 2 children. It's the proportion for provider to kids. So they're meaning that 2 babies count as 1 grown-up child to be able to watch and be responsible for. So.
Huh.
Because the babies in the bassinets or whatever at the daycare center, they're not jumping up and running around.
Oh, gotcha.
So that's why
it's easier to keep track of them because they're not mobile.
Right. Because when you go to a preschool center, the first thing you're going to ask is, what is the ratio of staff member to kids?
Oh.
And if they say, oh, well, if it's 1 teacher for every 5 kids, that's tremendous. If they say, well, it's 1 teacher for every 22
for
kids, it's a nut house. It's crazy. So. All right. 6, as children age, they become smaller fractions of a person. This is pretty much the same thing. It just goes all the way down, down, down. And so it just means that they need less supervision, which is still kind of...
All right.
All right. 7 is a great one. Why don't you take that one?
Learn how to tell if you have diarrhea.
Tell us about Wyoming. Go ahead.
Okay, so Wyoming helpfully informs providers that diarrhea means 3 or more loose stools in a 24-hour period. Thank you so much for making me read this, Ed.
I am in my 40s, and in all these years, I've never actually seen a proportional definition for the affliction known as diarrhea. I never knew that that's what it is.
I didn't know there was a formula.
I can
for
now
that.
Classify my life so much easier. Wow. Three or more in a 24-hour period.
This list.
The folks at Noodle.com.
Oh,
that's
Noodle.com. Right. Okay. Well,
everyone should be able to recognize a child. New Hampshire clarifies that the term child means child.
Oh, well, thank you so much, New Hampshire, for educating us today.
How stupid are we as a people? And how stupid are the people that are working in some of these facilities if it has to be illustrated to them in such a way? Or are we just over-legislated? Is that what this means? I mean, New Hampshire has actually then made a law that says that child means child.
So does that mean
are we out of control?
That child does not mean baby? Child does not mean toddler?
Teenager? Preteen? Tween?
So what's the criteria for child? 2 to 4 years old? 5 to 7?
I would imagine... Child is probably, I would say under 5 is preschooler. I would say child is like 5 to 12. And then 13 would be teen, right? I don't know.
This is very strange. But isn't that the time in a child's life when they are sponges and picking up? Aren't you supposed to be teaching them also? I mean, I understand it's daycare and you're there pretty much just to watch them until the mommy and daddy come home.
Good point.
But isn't there supposed to be an educational factor to this? I mean, just for an example quickly, my friend sent her child to one of these preschools where, you know, you pay a little bit of money to send them there. And the kid came home learning sign language.
Yeah.
Like, not like full-blown sign language, but had a sign that he was hungry or that he was tired, that he was frustrated.
That's the difference. There is a difference between nursery school and daycare. Nursery school, it's implied that there will be some sort of education taking place, at least the attempt to educate.
Okay.
Daycare is, let's just keep them safe and keep them quiet from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Until mom and dad come to get them. Yep.
Right, and that's it. And that is the only thing they're trying to do. Let's see. We got time for about 2 more of these. What?
It's okay for a preschool teacher to spank students.
Wow. In at least 2 states, Louisiana and Missouri, corporal punishment of toddlers is permissible. Louisiana requires a policy outlining the discipline plan. Corporal or non-corporal punishment be made available to each parent or guardian. Whoa. First of all, I would never put, when he was that age, I would have never put my son in a place where if somebody gets a little too upset and their day isn't going well, that they haul off and slap my kid. I'd never put him in there. And in this day and age, really? I'm sorry. If anybody takes a hand to my son, anybody, they're going to have serious problems.
Can I tell you about my first grade teacher?
Uh-oh, you got hit?
Sister Teresa. Sick woman. I was so afraid of her that I threw up every morning before class. I'm not kidding you.
Really?
You can ask my mother. Ask her about Christina's first grade
Sister
situation.
Sister Teresa.
She shouldn't have been teaching young kids.
Yeah.
And later on, they actually moved her to 5th grade because they realized that she was not good for first graders.
Bats in the belfry. Yeah.
She would, if you weren't listening, she would take her pen.
Yes.
And like take the back of the pen and like dig it into like your head.
Oh.
Like this. And then she would threaten us. Like, if she thought we were lying, she would tell us that there was a lie detector in the basement and she was going to bring us down for an investigation.
Wow.
And she kept a gallon of Elmer's glue in the front closet in the classroom. And she said that if we were getting unruly, she was going to glue us to the chairs. She split the group into turtle group and rabbit group. Slow and fast.
Okay.
I was in the turtle group. Okay. I remember this. This is just how bad it
was. So you were scared and slow. Okay.
So I was scared and slow. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was in first grade. She made me come up to the front of the class to spell the word jam.
Okay.
And I couldn't do it. And she made me stand up there while the whole class over and over again spelled the word jam.
Oh, my God.
It was an awful experience.
And just now, the way you tell the story.
It was awful.
It's as fresh as it was that day back in the late 1980s when it happened.
It was so awful, my first grade experience.
All right, I have one question for you.
Yeah.
Spell jam.
Ed, don't do this to me. I'm getting very emotional right now. And I couldn't make an R.
You couldn't make an R?
I couldn't make a capital R.
I better put my pen down or she's going to get very upset right now. My goodness.
I remember, like, I'll never forget Sister Teresa, and I bet you she doesn't remember me, but I'll never forget her.
Sister Teresa, if you're out there, Christina knows where you are, and she's coming to get you. So, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoppa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.